It was a couple weeks ago. I had brought some jicama on the air, and she goes, I just think that you should maybe have some sound bites or something. She goes, all I could think about when you said the word jicama was a sound bite, like jicama, jicama, jicama. So she says, I think you need to come up with something like that every time a vegetable is mentioned on the show. So that's something we need to work on.
for each vegetable, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Well, what would you come up with for spaghetti squash?
I don't know. I could think of some good things for Halloween, though. I can look at this. I could play some tricks on some people.
Oh, yeah. It definitely looks like it could be some.
It's definitely, you could definitely say brain food, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe some at signs and dendrites in there. See the neurotransmitters firing and all.
Woo!
I don't know. I could come up with one better than that.
So, yeah, she's just talking about, like, having a funny way of saying it. But I love all squashes. But the cool thing about spaghetti squash is it is low glycemic. It does keep your blood sugar balanced and all those great nutrients in it. So if you want the mock coconut pie recipe, go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and I'll gladly share that with you. But the cool thing about this is it tastes like a dessert and it's considered a part of a lean protein because it's got egg in it, but I used egg whites. It's got a vegetable serving and a half a healthy fat serving. So it's really low calorie and it goes great with pretty much any holiday meal coming up, especially if your goal is to stay the course and choose health. And even if your goal through the holidays is weight loss, which I have learned is absolutely possible.
Sure, sure. In fact, you're more on guard during the holidays too.
Yeah.
You know, versus, well, it's the middle of summer. We can take a break. Let's get that ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's those little things that add up.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the bigger meals, you know, sort of like a check card, all those little purchases you make at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Those little purchases are what gets you overdrawn. It's not the $500 check.
Yeah.
It's those little ones.
It's very,
you know,
true.
So little snacks here and there, they add up.
It's really funny that you mentioned that about that, because I find mentally and financially people are in real denial, because I was too, about what we consume when we stop and we get snacks like that, and how much money we're spending when we stop and get snacks like that, because that adds up big time.
It does add up big time, because when you get snacks like that, it makes you crave more snacks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you do the math, you've probably spent about the same, even though you can go in... Excuse me. You can go into the grocery store and probably spend a time and a half for healthy food that you would for junk food,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to eat a lot more of the junk food. So overall,
yeah.
It adds up to about the same, I think.
Yeah, it's true. It's just really true. Well, we were going to talk a little bit about you had had a visit to the chiropractor this week, which... I totally believe in chiropractors.
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't think I was going to make the show. I had a cluster headache all day yesterday. For you who don't know what those are, they hurt. And they're inconsistent. They make you twinge. You know, they'll make you close your eyes and all that real quick. They come and go like lightning. And I went to Dr. McGraw, mm-hmm. which is located just right beside Coleman Forest, you know, catty corner to the Catholic Church. And I walked out. I'm in no pain.
That's great.
No pain. He figured out the problem was coming from the base of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him about 3 minutes, and that was all she wrote. It's pain's gone.
I just love that as an alternative versus, you know, taking a bunch of Advil or going and getting on pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
Just really addressing it.
Yeah, and over time, you know, I mean, just I don't like to take ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. I probably haven't taken one in years, but Dr. McGraw, I mean, for the most part, a lot of the issues, if you have issues in your legs or arms, a lot of times it comes from your neck and your back.
Yeah.
And he told me, he was like, well, you know, it's a facial nerve that can cause this. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
really
so.
Good. Yeah. I think that our spine and our neck and all of that does. It just goes to every part of our body. And I've had some issues where I've come out of the chiropractor and felt a little bit worse, but it has gotten way better. And I never really believed in a chiropractor until I actually had whiplash from being shoved from behind.
But yeah.
Boy, they turned that around for me big time.
That, and if you exercise, especially hardcore, it's probably a good idea to get a massage once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to be a more elastic, more flexible, and you're going to be able to do more.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel good, that's when you want to work out. When you feel bad, you have to talk yourself into working out.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, when I am missing the gym, I'm not as dedicated to eating right as I should be. Because I'm like, well, I'm not working for anything in the gym, so I'm just going to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Versus why go to the gym and then go home and eat a hot fudge sundae. You just negated the whole thing.
Yeah, it does. It all goes hand in hand. And I just love how it works like that. So, all right, we're going to take a break. And you're listening to Path Changes Habits of Health on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
It's 1,200 for both servings.
Okay. Well, we're sitting here talking about Chad's not-so-healthy weekly treat that he has for himself, SpaghettiOs.
Hey.
And it's funny because the side of the can I'm reading now, and it says healthy kids entree. So he's still a kid at heart.
Well, SpaghettiOs are cool. I mean, look how much of your dietary fiber you get.
How much?
20% of your daily.
Oh, my goodness.
And you get some monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fat, too. Those are good fats. So lay off of me now. Help, you know.
Oh, I'm not. No, one of the things that we were talking about is.
Don't see the camera.
Is Chad, who's you know, I would say you are healthier than most.
I hope.
And, I mean, you're at a healthy weight. You are even probably on the scale closer to ultra health than most people that I know. So you having something like this versus somebody who has high blood pressure, diabetes, their triglycerides are out of whack, they're overweight or obese. I mean, basically, that's a state that's called metabolic syndrome. So you having a treat like this, as you call it, which I think is hilarious, but you having a treat like this once a week, and somebody else in not a not the same physique and state of health, it's totally different. It's almost as if, you know, you're at the beach and the waves get a little bit rowdy is the equivalent of you having that. Now, somebody in that other state of health, that's almost like the hurricane has already hit the shore because of the state that they're in, and now they're going to ingest this, and now there's an earthquake.
And so, I know what you're saying. Whoever I show this to, yeah, if you're – this is my snack. I'm not recommending, I'm not, you know, no, but I'm just
not,
saying –
I don't want to make you feel bad. I'm well, just no, saying the comparison that
– Well, I agree because people with how are you?
What are y'all eating?
We're eating coconut pie here, which is very good. And
all, spaghetti squash.
You want some SpaghettiOs?
Some? SpaghettiOs are not good for you.
Yes, they are.
They have MSG in them.
Well, they're my treat. Let me enjoy. Don't.
All right, do you like coconut pie?
Don't ruin my
I'm
moment.
I'm saying I do might want some.
I'm not,
okay.
I ate half of a donut, which y'all are talking
oh
about.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
But my sugar was low, so I ate like
don't you know
9,000 calories.
Like, it's really, they say... It's do not. Like do not.
Do not. I know. Just that's teasing.
I'll well. Tag you on Facebook tonight just for that.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. no, but this, I mean, for people with high blood pressure, yeah, it could send it to.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want. I was actually told by a doctor one time, you know, it's 120 over 80 is being generous, mm-hmm. saying good.
Yeah.
You know, you really want it, you know, 110 in the 110 and then the 70s on diastolic. But yeah, I'm sure this would automatically send someone's mercury up pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that really truly is two servings in the can.
Yeah,
so.
1,200 milligrams of sodium, which is, if you're not hypertensive, half of your recommended daily allowance.
Mm-hmm.
I think hypertensive is taken down to about 1,600 milligrams per day. So this can would be your sodium for the day, pretty much.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it still
well,
looks...
Where do we go after talking about SpaghettiOs?
You want to talk about celery?
No. You know, let's not talk
celery's about... Celery's boring.
We're past the vegetables.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about... I just want to talk about a cartoon that was out in the papers this week. That it was one of my coach friends shared it, and it's the Family Circus. And I just think it's just like a, oh my gosh, it was such a snapshot of America today. And it was, the kids were all excited, and one of them was hollering, saying, and in the background you got, they're putting out cake and ice cream and probably pizza. But one of the kids is hollering, saying, hurry up, we're having a daddy's office diet tonight party.
Oh, and I didn't see that.
I think that it's so true that we really do have such a diet mentality in our world, and it's not by our own fault. It's because I really think that that's what we see all the time. It's what we hear, you know, hop on this or drink this or take this pill and then you can just go back to your old habits. But I've found that, gosh, really, the only way from where we are to where we truly want to be is by changing that underlying structure of those habits. And that's where the real work has to be done.
And sometimes the underlying structure of those habits are other people.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you may have to, if these people don't support you, I hate to say it, you may have to just sort of cut ways with them for a while, at least until you can get your willpower strong enough where you can be around, you know, like smoking. If you have a couple that is smoking and the wife says, well, good luck, but I'm not quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the odds are he's going to fail. Yeah. The odds are just because of lack of support. And you've mentioned that before, a very strong support team. So that goes along with diet.
Yeah.
Or anything else.
It is. Having that community support is just, to me, one of the most important parts of a healthy journey. And I kind of want to just say something, I guess. It may not, I don't know. It's hard because I wish everybody wanted to choose a healthier way of living. And I realize now, I recognize that that's not where everybody's at. Not everybody's ready to make those changes. But gosh darn it, if you're not ready to make that change, don't pick apart someone that is.
I agree.
It just is so frustrating. I mean, I've been working with people, and just recently, one of my ladies has reached, she's lost about 65 pounds. And the people there, you know, she's got a lot of great support. She really does. But she's also got those people in her world that have started saying things to her like, well, how much more weight are you going to lose? You're not trying to get like a supermodel, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And just like really, she's, you know, she's not too thin. She's going for healthy. And I just, sometimes it just is so aggravating that almost people would be more comfortable if she wasn't trying to better herself. And it's, I'm just using her as an example, but I think that we really live in that world of that crab bucket syndrome.
Well, you know what though? I can flip the other side of the coin on that.
Okay.
For people who are going through that, if you're out there and you're losing that weight and you're hearing these comments,
mm-hmm.
consider it a compliment. Consider it a weird compliment because they're jealous.
Okay.
That's all they are. You know, if you didn't look that good, they wouldn't say anything. But when you start looking good and they start saying, well, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're looking better than they are. It's just, they're giving you a compliment in a mean way.
Yeah.
So you can think.
Kind of backhanded, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I just look at it like, and guys, now I'll tell you what, I may receive some fire from this. You don't get that from guys like you do women, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Women are worse to each other than guys are to guys.
Yeah.
You know, even if guys think, most of the time guys aren't going to say anything.
Yeah.
But the woman, they're going to be quicker.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. And that's funny because that's just part of a health journey that I don't guess I ever really expected to have happen, but it does. It really does happen. Well, on the weird flip side of that, let me tell you, through my life of, you know, hanging out and being, you know, extremely obese and on the side of the road with a flat tire, in that moment versus not being as obese and on the side of the road with a flat tire, boy, people sure stop more for you when you're smaller, which is wrong, because really I needed more help when I was fatter for sure, because I couldn't get that spare tire out. Mm-hmm. But it's just so funny the way the world works. But support people. That's one of the things I guess I really want to say is, if there's someone in your world that's really sincerely ready to make a change and needs to, and you might not be there, that's okay. You know, don't take it as a threat and just do what you can to support them. And if it means you having a healthy meal with them, do that. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to pass. And by the way, you know, if you go out and you eat and you support them and have a healthy meal and then you go your separate ways, shoot, there's so many places you could swing in and grab what you want after that. But it's good. If you have someone around you that's chosen health and you're not ready for that choice, I don't know. Just try to have an open mind about it and envision what could the possibilities be for you.
I totally agree. It's all about support.
Yep.
And unless your willpower is just,
yeah,
I mean, up here, like, I don't care. You know, I mean, I'm going to do what I want to do in the gym. If someone says something negative, it really doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And you'll get to the point, it won't bother you if you're not already at that point, because if they say, oh, well, he could work on that, I was like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cockiness, it's just confidence.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you're determined, you've made your mind up. And I think that it just sometimes takes people a while to believe in themselves for themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just kind of makes it hard when the people around them aren't supportive of that. So. Yeah, just hang in there. If you're on that journey, reach out to us. We'll support you. That's what we're here
for.
That's
right. That's right.
So, Saturday morning still, Red Door Cafe, we're doing our Habits of Health study club. And then even tonight, after this, I'm headed home because we're doing our monthly online Habits of Health study group. So if you want to join that too, just go ahead and message me and I'll send the link to that. That's going to last tonight from 7 to 8, and we got a great group and it's fun and it's encouraging and it's learning all about the thin, healthy mind and using those habits to back up living that healthy lifestyle. So thanks a lot for joining me, Chad.
Thank you.
Thanks for eating some healthy mock coconut pie
good.
With me.
It's very good.
And I got to talk to Jay and maybe we can start saying you're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station and Healthy Bakery. Ha! Stay tuned. Big D's radio show is coming up next. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
coffee shop.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. Man, we are just ready to hang out, have a good show, and guess who we have